I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Max Scherzer, Padres. Lester Extent, Joey Gallo. Yesterday, Yankees. Will get a lot more moves, I would think, by tomorrow. And to help us figure out what's what, I know that Rizzo and Chris Bryant have been pulled from the Cubs lineup. I know the Mets are talking to the Twins about their ace. I know that Trevor Story is probably going to be moved. Maybe the Nats with Trey Turner. Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball insider, here to help me with what might happen and what already has transpired. Bob, welcome back, buddy. How you been, man?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you, guys.
Yep, I mean, well, let's start with the shortstop market. It's a pretty good one here. I think the Nats will be incredibly foolish to trade Trey Turner, whereas I think the Rockies have to trade Trevor Story. Likelihood, one guy gets dealt, both guy gets dealt. Where would they land? Talk about the shortstops, Bob.
I can't see Trey Turner being dealt either. If you want to trade him, go ahead and do it in the offseason. We have everybody involved and, you know, try to beat out the other the free agent shortstops, but I can't see them getting good value for him now. And I, you know, I think this guy's in the top, you know, 5-10 players in all of baseball. Trevor Story, I'm not sure he gets dealt, as crazy as it sounds. The price tag is really going to have to drop. And the White Sox finally just gave up on it. Said, you know what, we'll grab, you know, Cleveland's second baseman and go from there. They grew frustrated. So did some other teams. So what the Rockies are saying is, you know, we think that by losing him and getting a first-round draft pick, it would be better than anything we're getting offered. So I'm not positive he gets dealt, even though he should be, you know, when the first guy is dealt.
I know he's a good player, and there's been years where he's been a really good player. But, you know, is he worth a monster haul? He's a huge strikeout guy. I know he's got pop, obviously, and at that position, that's premium. But Trevor Story, to me, like the way it's positioned, like he's not going to alter a franchise's trajectory. I mean, I don't see him to be that player. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure he'll be that guy either. I mean, you look at Nolan Arenado. I mean, he's not quite the same guy as he was in St. Louis as he was in Colorado. You know, we said it all the time. You know, Trevor Story might make sense for the Texas Rangers. He's a Dallas kid. You know, they need to start spending some money and get people, you know, interested in the, you know, to come in games. So I'm not sure where he ranks. I mean, you still got, you know, Corey Seager on that market, you know, Carlos Correa, you know, Javi Baez. It's just on and on. It's like I'm not sure, you know, people are going to give him that kind of money without knowing, especially the kind of year he's having. He's not having a good year.
No, he's really not. I agree. We're talking to Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball insider here on Tiki and Tierney. So, Bob, rather than let's frame it this way. Rather than me just throw names out there and ask you if they're going to get traded, why don't you tell me who you think is going to get traded?
Well, I think on the Cubs, for instance, you know, Craig Kimbrell's definitely going to get traded. I'd be shocked if Chris Bryant's not traded as well. Everybody could use Kimbrell. You know, the Giants and Phillies have been talking about Kimbrell forever. Whoever loses out, you know, in the Scherzer trade. You know, they'll go after him. We'll see if Berrios got traded from the Minnesota Twins. You know, I'm not sure about Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. You know, the other big name. And I we'll see a ton of relievers get traded. But yeah, I mean, obviously the big one is Craig Kimbrell.
Yep. Yeah, he would help a lot of teams for sure. You know, I said this before. I can't back it up with definitive data, but just, you know, having watched the game my entire life and having a pretty good sense of what's happened historically, nothing jumps out to me. Let me throw this by you. You've been at it longer than me. And baseball is your entire focus here. I don't know that there's ever been a better season, all-encompassing, in terms of West Coast baseball than what we have right now. We know about the NL West, Dodgers defending champions, the Padres just got Scherzer, the Giants have the best record in baseball, Seattle, even though they might start to wilt a bit, that wouldn't surprise me. But thus far, they've been a great story. They've overachieved, and they're in the wild card hunt, and the A's are 11 games over 500, and the Angels, who aren't a threat to win a World Series anytime soon, they provided us with the best story in baseball maybe in the last 100 years. Am I subscribing to hyperbole when I say that this is the best West Coast season ever? And I know we've had teams meet in the World Series. Trust me, I get that. You know, multiple West, I get that aspect. But top to bottom, make sense?
No, you make a great point. You know, I wasn't thinking about the whole, you know, up and down the coast. I mean, remember the year when the Giants, you know, won 101 games and didn't make the playoffs because he had, somebody else won 102. Actually, it was the Atlanta Braves. I say it was the Dodgers. It wasn't. But, you know, there's been years the Dodgers and Giants have both been great. But, you know, we're talking about the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres all being great at the same time. The Padres have not had that many good years. And you're right. I mean, Seattle's been a big surprise just hanging around as long as they have. The Giants, the biggest surprise in the National League. And the Angels. I mean, for the Angels to be hanging around 500 with Mike Trout, you know, missing, you know, all for the first 2 months of the season is stunning. You know, it's too bad he hasn't been around. It would have been a fun to see what he could have done. Same with Anthony Rendon. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a while there, the Angels had $120 million on the injury list.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's funny because I feel like the A's always get overlooked. And because I worked in San Francisco for not that long, but I went to a ton of A's games, obviously Giants too. Been to the Coliseum a million times. I love their history. You know, the back-to-back-to-back championships, Catfish, Reggie, Bando, blah, 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 Dick Williams, the skipper. It's incredible. And then, of course, Ricky and the Bash Brothers, Dennis Eckersley. The A's don't get a whole lot of respect, and they are a really good franchise. If I say to you, Bob, in 5 or 10 years, whichever you think is a better avenue for your answer, where are the A's playing? Where are they going to be?
You know, I think right there in Oakland.
You really do?
They're leaving. Yeah. They might even still be in the Coliseum. I mean, remember now, MLB put in a task force about them moving in 2006. You know, here we are 15 years later, and, you know, we'll see. They, you know, at least no one's rejected the, you know, the new waterfront project, so that might work. And you're right, Oakland's been a very good team for a long time. I think if they had not lost Matt Chapman last year down the stretch, I think they could have won the World Series.
Wow.
I think, you know, I think they're that good.
Uh-huh.
And I think it'd be a mistake if we dismiss them now. You know, they're a very dangerous team.
They are.
But let me respectfully
disagree. There is no way that they are playing in that stadium in 10 years. I mean, they have had sewage, you know, roll through the clubhouse into the dugout. It's a dilapidated dump. It is absolutely disgusting, that place. I understand it's not easy. I get it. And I know the Giants have the territorial rights, which the A's relinquished, by the way, when the Giants were threatening to move. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here, but it's one thing to kick this down the road another 1, 2, or 3 years. Another decade in the year 2031, there's no way the A's could still be in that stadium. There's no chance. There's no way.
But, I mean, when you look at it, but though, we're talking about, you know, 2005, if someone asked you the question, hey, will they be there in 15 years? You would have said the same answers. No way in the world. you never know. I mean, it's amazing, just a roadblock. It's too bad that it's almost a technicality that they gave up the property to make sure that, or the rights to make sure the Giants didn't move to Tampa Bay years ago.
Yep, in the early 90s.
And San Jose would have been perfect.
Yep.
I mean, so much money in the Silicon Valley area. So, but the Giants, you know, it's almost like they're, you know, greedy. They want to keep all that money there themselves, even though there's a lot of, you know, a lot of money in East Bay as well. but everybody wants that San Jose area.
Yeah, and I saw those blueprints. I've seen a couple of different versions of projects that they were trying to push out there for the A's, and of course the Giants didn't relent, and I get it. Business is business. So we're talking about Nightingale. I guess while we're on the topic of stadium, new stadiums, you know, I know there's initiative here, and you've heard about maybe Montreal. You've heard about maybe Mexico, Portland. There's some Las Vegas. Where's the next baseball market?
Well, I think number one is Nashville, Tennessee. I think that's, you know.
I like that.
A thriving city. And like the reason why Dave Dombrowski and everybody went there, you know, Dave Stewart, because they knew that they had a great chance for it. The second spot would be Montreal. If they get a stadium, you know, they're set. People love going to Montreal. You know, there's room in Canada to have two teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the second one, I'm not sure about the others. I don't buy Vegas. The reason I say that is the Arizona Diamondbacks have a hard enough time, you know, make it work in Phoenix, you know, losing money. And it's like the fifth largest city in the country,
mm-hmm.
same exact weather.
Yep.
And I think that Vegas is like the 42nd, you know, biggest market. So I just don't know if you're going to go to Vegas in the summertime in that heat and say, oh, I can't wait to go to a ball game where you can stay inside the casino and gamble the games.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Are the Mets really worried about DeGrom? Should they be?
Well, they should be, just because, you know, you hold your breath every time he goes out there. You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, he's dominant when he pitches. But, you know, it's a little silly when people say, well, Jacob DeGrom could beat Bob Gibson's record at 1.12. Yeah, you know, that's correct. But Bob Gibson threw over 300 innings that year, had 27 complete games. We're talking about guys only throwing 90 innings. So,
yeah.
The Mets have been under 500 now for about the last 45 games. But yet the division's so bad, they haven't lost any ground whatsoever. So it's been okay for them. You know, if Philadelphia's got a chance to do something, you know, it looks like they're going to get swept by the Washington Nationals. Atlanta's so beat up. So it's almost like, win the division by forfeit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Bob, good having you back on the show. Appreciate your input, some thoughts on all the high-profile names that could get dealt and possible locations, a little stadium and relocation chat. Good stuff, Bob. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.